So, hello everyone. I decided to just freestyle this off the top of my head. I really don't want to use the dictionary or anything for this episode, but this is what I will tell you. After years of being on and off with the viewing of mainstream pornography, I have successfully ceased my individual viewership of mainstream pornography at 12 a.m. East Coast time today. The last sets of reason why I stopped viewing it and why I stopped being masturbatory, self-pleasuring to it, is because I had to understand that a lot of mainstream porn, majority of it actually, it teaches people wrongly that instant gratification always happens with sex, with sensuality, with eroticism, with romance, and even interpersonal socialization. It doesn't teach people to be gradual with sex, to be gradual with eroticism, to be gradual with sensuality, to be gradual with romance, and to be gradual with interpersonal socialization. I then noticed when it came to the sex in mainstream porn, majority of it is that many times some people are overly into what they want to do sexually. They do what they want to do sexually and very little to nothing of what the other or other adults want sexually done. And what they want to sexually do. To me, I think that mainstream porn, the majority of it displays unbalanced sex, unadjusted sex, unrounded sex, and divided sex. The sex is not just right. The sex is too much in terms of verbalization, non-verbalization, and the sex is too little in terms of verbalization, non-verbalization. I've noticed that the sex tends to be lopsided, lackadaisical, discombobulated, frenzied, and disturbingly all over the place in a zigzaggy, lacking flowetry, train wreck type of sex. And then I've noticed that the majority of the sex in mainstream porn, many times the sex is going through the motions just to get it over with. The sex is excessively transient. The sex is relying on the penis to be the sexual caboose for sexual enthrallment. Because I've noticed that the sex in a lot of mainstream porn is making the penis the center of the sex and the vagina the center of sexual disenfranchisement. Like when the many times when I've seen mainstream porn, I've always noticed that there are people who talk more about a body part during the sex than actually physically engaging in the body part during sex, and not just with the penis, you know, hands, lips. So it's like a man who will brag to the woman indirectly. He's talking to her as if she's not there, but clearly he knows she's there. I will talk about her, but not to her. For example, they'll say how much they, profanely speaking, delight in a woman's chest or her gluteus maximus or her clitoris. But they'll say, instead of your clitoris, this clitoris, but they'll shorten it up with the word clitoris. You know what that word is. Or they'll say, how much they like this woman, but they won't say this woman. They'll use a misogynistic slur in its place. And you know what those words are. But it's not your, and then fill in the blanks. It's that, fill in the blanks. And I've always found that to be weird. If she's in front of you, talk to her directly and personalize it instead of, well, I'm gonna have sex as if I'm still being braggadocious to my male comrades. No. You can't be a sexual braggart with invisible homies while you are penetrating a woman. And just anybody in general. And to me, it makes the sex computerized and it makes the sex impersonal when that happens. I've noticed that many times the woman and the man, because mainstream porn tends to be, well, the majority of it tends to be of cis normativity and heteronormativity. So sex, the majority of the sex in mainstream porn, you'll have the man and the woman. Because most porn is usually two people's sex, the man and the woman, who have to yell at each other just to convince each other or persuade each other to say how much they like whatever is being sexually said and done to them, whether simultaneously or at different times. And I'm thinking to myself, if you feel something, vocalize what you are feeling. It's okay to say how you, it's okay to speak your mind. Should I say, it's okay to speak your wholesome mind peacefully during sex. No one should have to constantly get you or ever tell you, tell me how much you like such and such, or tell me how much you like this body part of mine, or tell me how much you like what I'm saying to you. Of course, they'll say it with all these statements with vulgarities, but I'm just saying these are things people think about sexually. And then I've noticed when it comes to sex and mainstream porn, this is what I've learned about sex for myself. I've learned if I'm ever given a command that it is okay to get all the specificities of the sexual command. Each sexual command, you need to know all the who, all the what, all the when, all the where, all the why, all the which, and all the how. There are sexual journalistic questions within sexual commands. You also need to know the capacity and frequency, numerical value of each sexual command. How much room and how many times? Right? So think about that with sexual commands and then sexual questions. You need to think about what type of sexual questions are appropriate to you and whomever you're with, and what are the sexual questions that are inappropriate to you and who you're with. And then think about this sexually. When you're giving sexual demands, first think to yourself, are we confusing or conflating sexual wants with sexual needs? Does the tone of voice reflect accurately a healthy sexual demand or reflect inaccurately an unhealthy sexual demand? Okay, word choices when it comes to sexual suggestions. Am I being treated sexually like I'm stupid? Am I being sexually treated like I'm crazy? Am I being forced to endure sexual inferiority because of their supposed sexual superiority? Is there sexual supremacism at the expense of my being of sexual belittlement? Those are the things we have to think about when it comes to sex. Then we have to think about this. Sexual compliments. Is my erotic blueprint type enduring manipulation of any kind? Is my sexual personality type enduring gaslighting of any kind? Is my sexual love languages enduring confirmation bias of any kind? Is my sexual substance enduring tunnel vision of any kind? And lastly, is my sexual core of who and what I truly am enduring cultural bias of any kind? Then we gotta ask these questions when it comes to sexual comments. Am I being in a sexual no-win scenarios right now? Sexually, is it a sexual damned if I do and damned if I don't? Am I facing the devaluing of my sexual effectiveness? Am I enduring any erotic coercion and sensual coercion? And are the gestures in line with what is of sexual safeguarding to me? Are the facial expressions building our sexual character? Is the body language forms of being sexually attacked or being sexually ambushed? Are the sexual nicknames uplifting me, or is it just sexual entrapment flattery? And then we have to think about, when it comes to sex too, is this person capable of mocking my sexual breathing? Is this person capable of mocking the faces I make during sex? Is this person capable of mocking my moaning? Is this person capable of mocking my grunting? Is this person capable of mocking my groaning? is this person capable of mocking my dirty talk? Is this person capable of mocking my sexual speaking styles? Is this person capable of being an erotic control freak? Is this person capable of needless sexual lip service? Is this person capable of talking too much sexually? Is this person capable of not talking sexually enough? And is this person capable of erotically wounding me and giving me sensual contusions? Is this person capable of sharing with me healthy sexual words, healthy sexual thoughts, healthy sexual feelings, and healthy sexual deeds? Is this person capable of expressing healthy erotic regrets and healthy sensual remorse? Is this person capable of making sexual amends with me if they make sexual mistakes, commit sexual errors, and do sexual blunders? Is this person capable of learning and growing from their sexual failures? These are the kind of questions we have to ask. I notice in a lot of mainstream porn that the sex tends to be filled with a lack of hand-eye coordination. It tends to be filled with excessive clumsiness because I've seen in live mainstream porn, the guy is just so gassed up that, wow, the fact that I'm inside her, that's all I need to do. But I've noticed that they sexually don't know which way to go. They don't know who they sexually are. They're sexual strangers to themselves. They don't know what sex positions they really like. They don't know what sex acts that they really like. It's a lot of sexual codependency. It's my homies and what the woman says, what women say. It's not about, okay, I understand what the other dudes are saying and what some women are saying, but sexually, what makes you you? Sexually, what is your sexual etymology? What is your sexual denotations? What are your sexual connotations? What are your sexual meanings? What are your sexual definitions? What are your sexual part of speech labels? What are your sexual inflected forms? What are your sexual synonyms? What are your sexual antonyms? What is your sexual dictionary? What is your sexual thesaurus? What is your sexual encyclopedia? That's what we all have to ask ourselves, sexually speaking. And it's like, okay, it's okay to express respectfully during sex, before and after, one's erotic confusion, one's sexual bewilderment, one's sexual bafflement, one's sexual puzzlement, because sometimes things happen sexually that you may do and you may not know why you sexually did that. Why are my sexual reactions that this way? Why are my erotic responses that way? And that's what we have to ask ourselves, is why the erotic impulsivity? Why the sensual compulsivity during sex? Why am I just sexually doing things without sexually thinking? And the question is, why am I afraid to rethink for the better sexually? Why am I afraid to think for the better sexually? Why am I afraid to unthink for the better sexually? And then we ask ourselves, what can I do to learn for the better sexually? What can I do to unlearn for the better sexually? What can I do to relearn for the better sexually? And then and what I've noticed in a lot of mainstream porn is this too, sexually speaking, is that many times they have a warped sense of the erotic reward system. They let the erotic pressure make them do things sexually that normally they don't do. It's like they will do everything that they didn't tell their homies and other women that they would do sexually, because they feel like, I can just sexually do more of what is true for myself sexually. But a lot of times in mainstream porn, they feel like, well, I can't totally sexually be myself, so I have to do everything the men told me to do sexually, and I have to do everything that other women said they like sexually, but I can never be sexually genuine. I have to be sexually disingenuous. I have to do sex, I'm not really a fan of much. I have to do sex, I don't really prefer all that much. And it's like living a sexual lie. It's like living a sexual double life on camera. It's like sexual double-mindedness on camera. It's sexual double-dealing on camera. It's sexual double-dipping on camera. Because the way I sexually am off camera should be true to how you are on camera sexually. Some people go, what about exaggeration acting? Like, slight exaggerations and a little bit of acting. I get that. And nobody cares about that. But when you over the top acting, over the top exaggerating, it's like, sexually, what is your erotic convictions? What will you sexually uncompromise on? Because a lot of times there's a lot of feeling of, I have to traumatically surrender my erotic principles just to avoid sexual dejection due to sexual rejection. It's like basically you're a sexual erotic sensual chameleon. You never can be that sexual butterfly that flies out of the sexual cocoon. And then when I think about how a lot of times with the women, I think it's excessive sexual submission and not enough sexual healthy dominance. And mainstream porn shows unhealthy sexual submission, not the healthy sexual submission. A lot of times mainstream porn doesn't show healthy sexual dominance. It tends to show unhealthy sexual dominance. Like there's a lack of sexual equilibrium. And then I've noticed that when it comes to the sex as well, I think a lot of times they hold the woman too hard. And you could tell that her hips are hurting. The waist is feeling fractured. And you can tell that when they look at the woman, they don't know the difference between gazing and creepy staring. Because that's why the woman tends to look away from the man, or allows his penis inside her to make her feel like, well, I have a reason to ignore his creepy staring during the camera sex. And you notice that, I notice that a lot of times they're either excessive with the sexual commands or not enough sexual commands. They either excessive with the sexual questions or there's not enough sexual questions. They either excessive with the sexual comments or there's not enough sexual comments. They're either excessive with the sexual compliments or not enough with the sexual compliments. And a lot of times in mainstream porn, you see unhealthy sexual comments, unhealthy sexual compliments, unhealthy sexual questions. A lot of times the sexual body language tends to be unwholesome. A lot of times the sexual verbal communication tends to be deplorable. And a lot of times the sexual verbal communication tends to be horrible. Like they don't show sexual humanization. And I've really noticed that, because a lot of times there's a lot of sexual hate speech in many of the mainstream porn videos. It's like they conduct them, many of them conduct themselves as sexual hate groups. And I feel like, for me, this is not to bash mainstream porn. I just notice it happens in a lot of it. I feel like many people say my demands are over the top. No, I'm not saying you can't use adult language, but use adult language from the standpoint of being empathic and empathetic. E-M-P-A-T-H-I-C. E-M-P-A-T-H-E-T-I-C, right? No one is saying y'all can't be grown and talk how you really are going to talk, but don't do it distastefully. And don't do it disdainfully either. That's what I'm saying. And I'm not saying clean up your language, no. What I'm saying is, be mindful of how your linguistics impact yourself and other people. Because a lot of times in mainstream porn, they overlook the sexual impact part of how you sexually influence each other. And they overlook the sexual impartation part of how they are of sexual role modeling to one another. I then had to really say for myself, the sex can't be too quick, verbally, non-verbally, and the sex can't be too slow, verbally, non-verbally. The sex can't be too aggressive, verbally, non-verbally. The sex can't be not aggressive enough, verbally, non-verbally. A lot of times, the major point of sex is over-the-top rambunctious. The sex is often accident-prone. Oftentimes, the pop culture references they use during sex makes me want to puke for an hour. And the men try too hard to be these sexually silver-tongued dudes, and they're just not, and they don't have sexual silver tongues at all. A lot of times they're so sexually domineering and sexually bossy that they don't stay in a sex position for a satisfactorily amount of time. Sometimes if the woman wants to be in a sex position, they do it shorter in that position. But if the man wants to be in a sexual position, they do it much longer than that position that the woman wanted. And other times it's get on top of me, straddle me. Okay, we're doing the woman on top position. Ah, then real quick, deep throat me, and then go right back to position real quick. And it's weird, like, no, do one thing at a time. You can sexual multitask unhurried. You don't have to. This popped in my head. Woman on top. Short amount of time. Deep throat me. Short amount of time. Get back to woman on top. Short amount of time. Then we're going to do the dog style position. Way too much. And it's like, huh? That's a lack of sexual congruency. That's a lack of sexual symmetry. That is sexually asymmetrical. And the whole let's parade the woman at the beginning of the video and force her to stand up. Not because she actually wants to stand up, but it's, hey, the woman has to show all of her womanly exterior. I just run my mouth, bad mouth, and engage in trash talk, and I sit down. It's weird. Sometimes the man will get all the way naked, and the woman will have her bra and some of her panties gone, or some of her and her stilettos on, and high heels with the lingerie bodysuit leather on. Sometimes the woman's got to be naked, and the man will have his boots, his Timberlands, his socks. And sometimes the man will say, I need you to have on these high heels on, or pants a little bit longer. But towards the end of the sex, he suddenly takes it off, or he doesn't take it off at all. Even though he says a little longer, that means at some point we're going to have enough time to remove all your clothing, and then the sex continues. And sometimes the man will say that in the beginning, but he keeps it on because he's sexually forgetful. It's basically mainstream porn glorifies sexual dementia, sexual amnesia, sexual memory lapses, sexual memory loss, a lack of sexual recall. When it comes to sex, they feel like, I can't recall. That's how politicians talk when they don't want to be honest, when they want to lie. And then when I think about how the sex actually is, a lot of times they're too busy looking and not busy enough engaging with their hands. It's like, okay, if you really like that body part, you don't have to have sexual distance, erotic distance, central distance. You can engage in it. They just feel like, oh my God, just looking at it is enough for me with the pleasure. No. You need to be pleasured with your hands more and be pleasured with your eyes less. Because your hands show that to the person, you really being about what you're sexually talking about. You have to sexually be about what you sexually talk about. If you're going to sexually talk about it, you have to sexually be about it. And I've noticed that a lot of times they feel like, I'm just looking thrust and, oh my God, it's like, no. When it comes, you have to be sexually full throttle with whatever body part you are really into. Because a lot of times they feel like, well, I really like this body part. If I just, you know, bam, bam. No. It's not effeminate to use your hand and have hand play or mouth play during sex. That's not anti-masculinity to do that. And a lot of times, a lot of guys feel like, I don't want to use my tongue, and she got to use her tongue, because deep down, you believe that you have bad tongue, bad mouth play, bad hand play, and the only thing you're good for is to jam a woman with your penis instead of compassionately thrusting the woman. To me, it's sexual self-hatred. It's sexual self-neglect. It's sexual self-abuse. It's sexual self-abasement. It's sexual self-oppression. It's sexual self-trauma. It's sexual self-victimization. It's sexual self-harm. It's sexual self-destructive behavior. And because there's other people involved in the sex, it's also sexual others harm, sexual others hatred, sexual others abuse, sexual others trauma, sexual others victimization, sexual others neglect, sexual others destructive behavior, and sexual others abasement. Because they often feel like I can just have a woman come through the just use my penis. No. Hand play and mouth play is how you're really going to get it done. They don't know how to give women full body orgasms, because they themselves never experience full body orgasms. They don't know how to give women multiple orgasms, because they feel like, well, I just got to keep thrusting until I know. Hand play, mouth play, there's nothing gay about that. You can still use your hands and mouth just fine. Regardless of your personal orientation or personal identity. And just because a man may like his hands and mouth to be used on him, or even pegging, that's not emasculating anyone. And I hate oftentimes when the word effeminate and gay are used, it's always used to glorify sexual transphobia, sexual misogynoir, sexual trans misogynoir, sexual biphobia, sexual queerphobia, sexual lesbophobia, sexual femphobia, sexual homophobia, sexual discrimination against intersex people, sexual discrimination against non-binary people. And sexual transphobic misogyny, too. A lot of times with the sex, sometimes the guy will wear a baseball cap, but he's naked. Or the woman may have her her hair wrapped in head wraps, but she may wear nothing else, or maybe her bra is under her breast and her bra is mostly undone. Or she may wear a mini skirt that's down to either her ankles or to her knees or a little above her knees. And the man may pull down his boxers or very rarely G-strings, and it's at his knees while he's getting fellatio or thrusting. And sometimes the woman's panties are usually down to her ankles. And I always found that to be weird, because like, if you're gonna have sex with somebody, have all the clothes off. Makes the sex so much wetter and better. And I feel that many times when people have sexual zeal without sexual knowledge, it's, I just want to get right down to the penetrating and thrusting and, you know, getting that oral stimulation. But if you take all the clothes off, you can have full oral orgasms, full vaginal orgasms, and full anal orgasms, full chest orgasms, right? Let me put it this way. You can have full back orgasms, full dorsum orgasms, full belly orgasms, full belly button orgasms, full navel orgasms, full buttocks orgasms, full breast orgasms, full chest orgasms, full bicep orgasms, full tricep orgasms, full fingertips orgasms, full finger orgasms, full palm of the hand orgasms, full hand orgasms, full leg orgasms, full calf orgasms, full feet orgasms, full toes orgasms, full kneecaps orgasms, full knee orgasms, full thigh orgasms, full penis orgasms, full testicle orgasms, full vulva orgasms, right? Full clitoris orgasms. You can have full hip orgasms, full a full waist orgasms, full spine orgasms, right? Full facial cheeks orgasms. Full nose orgasms, full hair orgasms, full armpit orgasms, full lip orgasms, full teeth orgasms, full tongue orgasms, full ear orgasms, full eye orgasms, full body hair orgasms, full head on hair orgasms. Hey, these things during sex can actually happen. And full lip orgasms. Yes. Full torso orgasms, that too. Full ankle orgasms, hey, gotta have them. Full stomach orgasms, they are so needed. You can have erections everywhere on your body. Those are facts. Full neck orgasms, full earlobe orgasms, full shoulder orgasms. Full orgasms of the mind. Full orgasms of the heart. Full orgasms of the soul. Full orgasms of the body. Full orgasms of the memories. Full orgasms of the touch. Full orgasms of the taste. Full orgasms of the hearing. Full orgasms of the sight. And full orgasms of the smell. You can have full caressing orgasms, full hug orgasms, full rubbing orgasms, full stroking, not just genitalia, but full stroking of other methods orgasms. Full poking orgasms, full biting orgasms. Full grabbing orgasms, full grasping orgasms, full beholding of orgasms, full holding orgasms, full feeling orgasms. Full caring orgasms, full prodding orgasms, full pointing orgasms, full poking orgasms, full spanking orgasms, full smacking orgasms, full slapping orgasms. We're talking about healthy rough sex in that case. And full orgasm of the temperament. Full orgasm. Full introversion orgasm. Full ambiversion orgasm. Full omniversion orgasm. Full extroversion orgasms. You can add these things with sex too. Full personality orgasms, full temperament orgasms. I also want to admit this. And this whole episode is done off the top of my head, by the way. I'm going to do more episodes like this, and I promise I will. When I also thought about how even how ethical porn, feminist porn is too. I really have learned that those are pornographic avenues for people that want to see unscripted, natural, intrinsic, sincere sex. You sexually go with the sexual flow, and that's how you sexually grow. Feminist porn, ethical porn, they don't overemphasize sexual performative religion, because there is no sexual performative religion in ethical porn and feminist porn. Ethical porn, feminist porn, they don't overemphasize sexual theatricality, because ethical feminist porn the sex is not even predicated on sexual theatricality. And feminist porn, ethical porn doesn't overemphasize unrealistic sexual entertainment, because that's not what feminist porn, ethical porn endorses. I noticed that in a lot of mainstream porn, I'm seeing sexual schadenfreude, being happy about the witnessing of the sexual misfortunes, sexual sufferings of others. Sometimes the mainstream porn, the sex is too loud or too quiet. And a lot of times in the mainstream porn, it's, I don't think to do it until you tell me to do it. Or, I don't really like it as much as you are at all, but only do it if you nag me, sexually speaking, to do it. And my final statements on mainstream porn is that, sex should never be a bore, and sex should never be a chore. Sex should never feel like you're being brought down, and sex should never feel like you're being dragged down. That's not a diss against drag culture. Dragged down as in feeling sexually slighted and sexually smited. Thank you.